AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The Gulf Coast bracing for the arrival of a hurricane. Ed Donahue with the latest.
Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry says people have a very tight window to batten down the hatches. National Hurricane Center Director Michael Brennan says Francine will strengthen to Category 2.
With the core staying offshore of coastal Texas for the most part, but then approaching the coast of Louisiana and making landfall.
Lance Ellis in New Orleans is getting sandbags. He's not afraid of Francine.
I'm staying. I'm not leaving. This year, I'm not leaving. Because I don't think it's going to be that great of a deal. Just got to hunker down, take care of your necessities, you're going to be good.
Francine's storm surge on the Louisiana coast could reach as much as 10 feet. It's taking aim at a Louisiana coastline that hasn't fully recovered yet since hurricanes Laura and Delta decimated Lake Charles in 2020, followed a year later by Hurricane Ida. I'm Ed Donahue.
Kamala Harris and Donald Trump prepared for the ABC presidential debate.
It's the race's biggest day as Harris and Trump make their cases to a massive audience.
Approaching Super Bowl-like ratings.
And University of Michigan debate expert Aaron Hall says they both face huge stakes.
Maybe a little higher for Harris in that she's not as defined, and she's had such a good rollout from July.
Harris will look to claim some credit for Biden administration successes and explain her own shifts from more liberal past positions. For Trump,
this may be his last chance to change the narrative and the trajectory of the race.
After doing better in battleground polling against President Biden.
And now everything is tightened.
The first early ballots will go out just hours after the debate. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A new survey from the AP NORC Center for Public Affairs Research and USA Facts finds Republicans are more likely to trust Donald Trump and his campaign over government-certified election results. Mixed close for stocks, the S&P and the NASDAQ up, the Dow down. This is AP News. It's the non-game story of the NFL's opening weekend. Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill pulled over by Miami-Dade police on his way into the stadium.
Why don't you have your seatbelt on?
Don't knock on my window.
Why don't you have your seatbelt on?
Police knocked on his window.
Like what?
Don't knock on my window like
why you have it up?
And in about a minute, Hill was pushed to the ground face first.
Get out! Damn! What part of battle do you want?
He was handcuffed and then again forced to the ground, despite his complaint that sitting on the curb caused pain in his surgically repaired knee.
When we tell you to do something, you do it. You understand? You understand? Not what you want, but what we tell you. You're a little confused.
That audio is courtesy of the Miami-Dade Police Department. Hill was eventually released after receiving citations for careless driving and failing to wear his seatbelt. Police Department Director Stephanie Daniels put one officer on administrative leave. I'm Haya Panjwani.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.